Welcome to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. During the next half hour, we'll talk all things sports in the Lake Region Conference. I'll have guest interviews with Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Squad and Michael Alberts, the Langford area girls basketball coach. We'll also take a look at some statewide ratings in the week ahead, but first let's take a look at the week in review. All started out on the basketball court last Friday night. Jackson Becker, 19 points. Andrew Rohrbach, 17. Nehemiah Becker, 12 for Aberdeen Christian in a win over Warner. Landon Lightholt, 10 points for the Monarchs. Summer Sapaniak, 10 points. Savannah Green, 9 for the Warner JV girls team in a win over Aberdeen Christian. Haley Moeller, 7 points for the Knights. Chesney Olson, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 6 steals. Addie DeWight, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Hannah Miller, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals for Langford area in a win over Leola Frederick. And Hannah Schintzel, 7 points for Northwestern and a loss to Aberdeen Roncalli. And then on Saturday, Andrew Rohrbach, 31 points, 4 assists. Nehemiah Becker, 15 points, 7 rebounds. Jackson Becker, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists for Aberdeen Christian in a win over James Valley Christian. Derek Heitman, 20 points. Jaden Milius, 12 points, 15 rebounds. Noah Cunningham, 11 points for Faulkton in a win over Wessington Springs. Dalen Simon, 19 points. Ben Fishback, 14. Landon Lightholt, 12 points, 11 rebounds for Warner in a win over Webster. Caleb Marks, 15 points, 8 rebounds for the Bearcats. Tanner Geoffrey, 18 points. Hayden Padal, 12 for Leola Frederick and a setback to Groton. In girls basketball on Saturday, Lori Rogers, 27 points, 12 rebounds. Sydney Lightholt, 13 points. Ashley Fishback, 12 for Warner in a win over Webster. Chesney Olson, 8 points, 10 rebounds. Maddie Nelson and Katie Jensen, 8 points each for Langford area in a win over Edmond Central. Amy Vilhauer, 14 points, 8 rebounds for Aberdeen Christian in a loss to James Valley Christian. And Avery Wolf, 9 points. Anna Lapke, 8 for Leola Frederick in a setback to Groton. Wrestling action on Saturday, the Faulkton Invitational. Faulkton was 7th in team points. Individually, at 95 pounds, Charlie Delaney of Warner Northwestern was 3rd. Caden Wilson of Faulkton, 5th. At 113, Parker Gaditz of Faulkton was 1st. Cody Larson of Warner Northwestern, 4th. At 120, Tanner Frickson of Ipswich Loyola Bowdell was 5th. At 126, Leighton Weber of Faulkton, 4th. At 145, Trey Fortin of Warner Northwestern, this week's guest athlete, was 2nd. Tate Schulte of Faulkton was 6th. At 152, Easton Steinbach of Warner Northwestern was 5th. At 160, Alex Asoff of Faulkton was 1st. 170, Gage Carter of Faulkton, 1st. At 182, Carter Hines of Ipswich Loyola Bowdell was 5th, and at 195, Dawson Hansen of Warner Northwestern was 3rd. And then on Monday in girls basketball, Grace Kaiser, 10 points, 8 rebounds for Aberdeen Christian in a loss to Edmond Central. And last night, boys basketball, Zach Clemens, 26 points, 7 steals. Caleb Schentzel, 12 points, 11 rebounds. Jared Haven, 10 points. Dalton Peterson, 8 points. Gavin Bull, 8 points for Northwestern in a win over Edmond Central. Tanner Geoffrey, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Hayden Padal, 16 points. Isaac Sumption, 13 for Leola Frederick in a win over Langford area. Bryce Peterson, 16 points. Colin Fry, 15 for the Lions. And in girls basketball last night, Taylor Kramer, 14 points. Peyton Milius, 14 points. Morgan Milius, 12. Abby Vetch, 11. And Brooke Niederbaumer, 8 for Faulkton in a win over Sunshine Bible Academy. Earlier this week, I caught up with Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Squad and Michael Alberts, Langford area girls basketball coach. Those interviews are coming up next. You're listening to this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. I'm now joined by this week's guest athlete, Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Team. Trey, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking. Boy, I tell you what, you had a pretty busy week here this past week, a quadrangular, also had a tournament this past Saturday. I got to ask you, is it a little bit different wrestling in a duel compared to a tournament?
It's not that bad. It's kind of the same thing. You just go out there and try to get the win.
So you approach it, in a tournament, obviously, the deeper you go, the tougher the opponent in theory, and, you know, you've got a championship potentially to win. Do you think about that maybe a little differently than, say, just a regular duel on a regular weeknight?
Yeah, during the tournaments, usually I'm trying to go for the championship, and during the duels, it's usually just try to get as many points for the team that you can. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like wrestling just started. It's hard to believe that you've wrestled 9 times already. I believe you're 7-2. How would you assess your first couple of weeks here?
They've been pretty good, better than what they have been in the past, and came up short just a few times in the tournaments these past two weekends, but overall pretty good.
Yeah, I want to ask you a little bit about your role on this year's team. You know, you're one of just a couple seniors on a relatively new wrestling program, a lot of young guys. Tell me a little bit about your leadership role and maybe how it's changed a little bit through the years.
Yeah, we don't have that many older kids. We got a pretty young team this year, and with just like a few seniors, like you said, and I think only one junior, it's practice are pretty much, I get to run a lot of the practices in the mornings and stuff because the coaches just say, ask me what I want to do, and they just say, I get to pick and stuff. So
Tell me a little bit about the strengths of your wrestling style.
I guess I'm probably more stronger on my feet and stuff. I like to be on my feet and be able to take control and stuff, take them down.
Mm-hmm. No, obviously you have to have some pretty good balance to do that. Are there things that you can do to maybe kind of help you with that balance, a lot of rope jumping and that sort of thing?
Yeah, before practice, we do our 10-minute jog. Then every day we have 5 minutes of jump roping and stuff. So
that gets you going, huh?
Yeah.
I'm visiting with Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Team on this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930 102.1 KSDN. Now, I got to ask you, Trey, do you pay attention to statewide ratings and that sort of thing and kind of look to see where your competition's at?
Yeah, of course. It's always good to see where all the competition is and stuff and see where you sit.
Mm-hmm. You know, how much of wrestling is physical and how much is mental? And can you work on the mental aspect of the sport?
Yeah, I think it's probably 50-50 with the physical and mental. You got to go out there with the right mindset and know that you got to go out there and try to beat that guy. And you also have to be like physically in shape to go out there and go all three periods with them too. So,
mm-hmm. Do you, you know, other sports, you can scout opponents a little bit, kind of get to know their strengths and weaknesses. Is there something that you can do in wrestling? I know with today's technology, you can probably watch somebody else's matches. Do you kind of try and scout your future opponents?
Yeah. At tournaments, especially, like I said, it's, you just try to watch them as they wrestle through the rounds and just try to see what their tendencies are and what they do.
You know, I looked at your guys' schedule. It appears that you're going to be heading to a number of tournaments all across the state this season, some that are quite a ways away. What's it like facing competition that maybe you don't normally see on a regular basis?
I think it's pretty good. It's like good for our team as a whole because we get to see like a bunch of different type of like styles of wrestling and stuff and just different coaching, and
yeah,
pretty good for us all.
No, I'm familiar with some Fortins that have wrestled in the past. Are you related to some of them, maybe at Doland or Redfield?
Yeah, my dad and my uncle are both from Doland.
And we're pretty good wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
What have they taught you?
My dad has pretty much taught me pretty much everything I know from when I was a kid. I started before in kindergarten. He's the one who got me into it. Because he had his wrestling stuff out, and I asked him one night if I could wrestle, and he said, sure. So,
and look what it led to.
Yeah.
You know, I look at your schedule. You've got a really big break coming up here over the holidays. What do you do during that time, and are you going to miss competing a little bit?
Well, during the break, probably just train, keep my weights down, get stronger. And yeah, it does kind of suck not having that big break in between because you get a little, like, rusty and stuff, but it's not that bad.
Sure. As I get to wrapping things up here with Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Squad on this week's Inside the LRC, I got to ask you, Trey, your senior year, what are your goals for the upcoming season here?
Well, hopefully make it to state and hopefully get a placing out of it. So,
So what will it take for you to accomplish that goal?
Just keep grinding at it and working hard and everything that I can.
There you go. All right. Well, Trey, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to hop on the show. Congratulations on a really nice career so far, and best of luck to you here the rest of the way.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Inside the LRC right after this. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. I'm now joined by this week's guest coach, Michael Alberts of the Langford Area Girls Basketball Team. Michael, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I always enjoy visiting with you. And, you know, your team is off to a very fast start here with two impressive wins. You know, I don't know if that's some momentum that has carried over from basketball or maybe just having a team that's got a lot of experience this year or what, but certainly couldn't ask for a much better start.
Yeah, you can't. Like you said, I think it's kind of a combination of both, of having success in volleyball and then, you know, kind of basically having the same team as last year. You know, we kind of were ready to, you know, hit the floor running there, hit the course running, and like you said, we've had a great start.
You know, obviously, when you have a player like Addie Dwight, you can do a lot of things. I'm sure she's kind of the focal point, but you have some other players that can really step up, and you had a very featured balanced attack here the other night. Addie didn't even score. Those other players really play a key role, too.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, of course, Addie's a terrific player. And everyone else knows that. So we preached last year about other girls stepping up and scoring, and we really noticed that these first few games. Chesney Olsen's had some two really, really good games, and our other girls have really stepped up and made a few buckets too.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have five players that are at least 5'10 or taller. How does that height factor factor into your coaching a little bit?
Yeah, height never hurts in basketball, and you know, we kind of talk about it, our other coaches, and we can get some good length out there when we get certain lineups in.
You know, you are now, I believe, in your second year as the girls' head coach. Does it feel a bit more comfortable this season? And maybe what did you learn from last year that are maybe you're able to use this time around?
Yeah, last year was kind of an all-new beginning year. I've never really done anything with girls before, any girls' basketball or anything, so last year was a learning year for me as well as the girls. They had to kind of learn what I was doing with them and, you know, what we wanted to work on. This year I just kind of feel a little more relaxed. I think the girls know what to expect from me, and we're all just kind of a little more at ease.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell that, you know, maybe the culture for girls' sports has changed a little bit? You went through a couple of lean years there, had to play a lot of young kids. Can you tell, is there a different mood or a different feel in practice now?
Yeah, we talked to the girls about that, about they're actually playing girls their age now. So we should be seeing, you know, seeing some more even basketball with them. And they did go through some tough years, and they've been working as hard as they can. They want to be as successful as they can.
You know, when you're in those close games now, you've got some girls that, you know, have played in some pretty significant contests, whether it be volleyball or whether it be basketball. Can you kind of tell that maybe, you know, there's maybe a comfort level with them, too, that maybe, hey, we can do this, we can pull this out?
Yeah, they've been in a lot of volleyball games that went five sets down to the last couple points. And they've had a few close ones in basketball, and We're trying to work on, you know, making sure all the girls are calm and know exactly what to do when those situations come up.
Mm-hmm. I'm visiting with Michael Alberts, the Langford Area Girls Basketball Coach, on this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930 102.1 KSDN. Now, I noticed by your schedule that you play four of your first five games at home this season. How important is it to get off to a solid start to maybe kind of help set the tone?
Yeah, very important. You know, last year we were on the road for these first five games or whatever it was, and now we got to kind of play in front of our home crowd. You know, it is a little nicer to play in front of them there. You know, we always have a pretty good crowd, even at girls' games, and, you know, we just want to keep building off of what we're doing and get a good start to our season.
Do you talk to the girls at all about maybe kind of defending your home court, or you just kind of let things roll and just take it from there? Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of a home court advantage probably for every team in every sport, but is it one of those things where you talk about, hey, we got to win our home games and then try and get some things done on the road?
Yeah, we don't talk about it too much. We kind of just stick to our game plan, and you know, we know that when we're at home, we should be shooting better, but you know, we play a lot of road games, and we play a lot of tough teams on the road, so we kind of just have to be ready to play wherever it is.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you play in four different classics this season. Tell me a little bit about what facing that type of competition will do to kind of maybe help you prepare for the postseason.
Yeah, we wanted to get some tougher teams on our schedule. That way our girls are going to be tested even more. I mean, we play – our region is tough, and every night we go out and play, we have a tough team to play with. So, you know, we just want to keep building up our schedule, keep getting a tough schedule, so that way we're getting tested by the end of the year.
You know, most of the time, those classics, you play a pretty good opponent. A lot of times, they don't even determine the opponent until, like, the week ahead of time. Does that make it kind of interesting as far as not knowing who you're going to play maybe the following week, and you have to kind of throw a little bit of a game plan together in a hurry?
Yeah, it does. A lot of the things, we just kind of work on our own stuff, and, you know, we'll throw in a little game plan late. You know, but we're always, as coaches, we're kind of always watching the scores and seeing what's kind of going on, so we at least kind of have a heads up of who we could play, who we might need to prepare for.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about that a little bit. We are now in the second season, I believe, of the SODAC 16, I guess they're calling it now. Does that tend to maybe have coaches do a little bit more scoreboard watching, paying attention to other teams' seed points, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I watched it quite a bit last year, more than what I thought it was going to do. And like you said, you never know what's going to happen, but you're always kind of prepared for maybe a couple teams that you might have to play.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the system? I mean, where it's relatively new, probably still need to work a few kinks out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I like how it's going and the way it's going. And, you know, like I said, you're going to have to play a tough team either way to get to state. And, you know, now we get the best teams in there.
Sure. You know, the Lake Region Conference is always a battle. Warner, Ipswich, Faulkton figure all to be very strong again this year. How do you see the kind of the conference race shaking out this year?
Yeah, it could be wide open. There's a lot of tough teams, and any given night, it could be a different team towards the top, or, you know, a different team might be towards the bottom, and then they'll play a couple games that might be towards the top again. So you know, it's just good basketball in our conference, that's for sure.
Yeah, and not just basketball, other sports as well. I know you coach, you know, golf, and I believe you're an assistant football coach.
Yep.
You grew up playing in the Lake Region Conference. When you were an athlete, did you realize how tough the conference was, kind of on a statewide level, that there were so many good athletes there?
Yeah, you knew it at the time. Like I said, every time you play a game, you're always going to play against someone pretty tough, and I think playing in this conference helps you prepare for that, the postseason play, and, you know, for the state tournament, you know that you're playing, you have to play your best during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to play someone tough.
Well, yeah, and my experience is if you can win the conference, chances are you're probably one of the top five or six teams in the state. Just seems like no matter who wins the conference, they're always one of the state powers.
Yeah, definitely. We're always towards the top you know, in the state,
mm-hmm.
state ranks.
Right. As I get to wrapping things up here with Michael Alberts, the Langford area girls basketball coach. You don't coach volleyball yet. You probably coach a lot of other stuff up there. I got to ask you, what are the goals for the Lions the rest this season, and what do you hope to accomplish?
You know, we're just going to keep focusing on ourselves, getting better at what we want to do. We want to work on our defense, keep playing at a top level there. You know, we just want to be able to compete with these top teams in our region.
Right. Well, and certainly some of those top teams in the regions are some of the top teams in the state, too.
Yep.
Warner's currently rated second in the state. So, well, Michael, you just do an outstanding job no matter what you coach up there. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For taking time out of your schedule to hop on the show. And best of luck to you and your girls basketball team this winter.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Inside the LRC right after this. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. As we get to wrap things up, I just want to remind you, you can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Dave Vilhauer. Also have a Facebook account. And if you know of somebody who missed the show but would like to listen to it, it is available via podcast. Simply go to hubcityradio.com, click on the sports tab. I will also have links on my Twitter and Facebook accounts. Taking a look at some statewide ratings in the Class B boys basketball poll, Aberdeen Christian is receiving votes, and in the Class B girls basketball poll, Warner is rated second. Taking a look at some Class B state wrestling ratings at 113 pounds, Parker Gaditz of Faulkton is rated sixth, Cody Larson of Warner Northwestern is rated eighth. At 120 pounds, Gage Martinmoss of Faulkton is rated eighth. At 145 pounds, this week's guest athlete, Trey Fortin of Warner Northwestern is rated eighth. At 160 pounds, Alex Asoff of Faulkton is rated first, and at 170 pounds, Gage Carter of Faulkton is rated seventh. Taking a look at the upcoming schedule, it all gets going tomorrow night. Some basketball action, doubleheader. Loyola Frederick is at Aberdeen Christian. Boys basketball, Faulkton at Harriet-Selby area. Langford area at Ipswich. Girls basketball, Northwestern at Warner. And in wrestling, Faulkton has a quadrangular. And then on Friday, boys basketball, Northwestern at Potter County. Girls basketball, Ipswich at Langford area. And in wrestling, Faulkton is at the Linton Holiday Tournament. That is day one of two. And then on Saturday, doubleheader basketball, Eureka Bowdle is at Edmond Central. Ipswich is at Webster. Langford area is at Hitchcock-Tulare. Girls basketball, Miller is at Northwestern. Warner is competing in the Pentagon Classic in Sioux Falls. And Loyola Frederick takes on Timberlake in Mobridge. Wrestling action, Faulkton at the Linton Holiday Tournament. Ipswich Loyola Bowdle is at a tournament in Plankington. And Warner Northwestern is at a tournament in Mount Vernon. And then next week, basketball doubleheader on Monday. Potter County is at Warner, boys basketball, South Border at Eureka Bowdle, and in girls basketball, Faulkton at Highmore Herald and Florence Henry at Langford area. And then next Tuesday, doubleheader basketball, Aberdeen Christian at Sunshine Bible Academy, Hitchcock-Tulare at Ipswich, Loyola Frederick at Oaks, North Dakota, Waverly South Shore at Northwestern, boys basketball, Eureka Bowdle at Langford area, and Warner at Florence Henry, and in girls basketball, Faulkton at Redfield Doland. Well, that'll wrap things up for this week's show. A big thanks again to our guests, Trey Fortin of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Squad and Michael Alberts, Langford Area Girls Basketball Coach. Also, a big thanks to all who tuned in. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Have a great week, everybody.